Describe a crowded place you have visited. Do people like to go to crowded places? Why? Where do young people like to go? Yes, most people really enjoy going to packed places, especially young people. Those spots are usually lively and full of energy, which gets everyone pumped up, like going to concerts or watching football games. They always generate a lot of excitement. Besides, trendy restaurants and tourist attractions are often overcrowded. But people still flock to them because they offer unique experiences. For example, Zibo, a city in our country, has made a name for itself recently with its barbecue culture. Despite the long queues at every barbecue restaurant, it hasn't dampened people's curiosity and eagerness to explore. How can the problems of traffic congestion be solved? I think that to deal with traffic congestion, there are a couple of things we can do. Firstly, we need better infrastructure, and we should also encourage people to ditch their private cars and hop on buses and subways instead. If we make sure that public transport is reliable, comfortable, and runs frequently, more people will be willing to choose public transportation. Besides, if companies can cut down on unnecessary office work and give employees the chance to work from home, we'll see a major reduction in rush hour chaos. After all, fewer people hitting the roads every day means less traffic jam madness. Why do people still like to live in big cities, even though there are severe traffic jams? Despite the heavy traffic congestion in big cities, it's undeniable that they offer a wealth of facilities and activities. You've got cultural hotspots, movie theaters, science museums, and more, all right at your door. People can easily satisfy their entertainment and cultural needs at any time. However, it's challenging for small cities to provide such a diverse and vibrant experience. Besides, big cities also have top-notch education and healthcare resources. You'll find high-quality education and easy access to advanced medical care. So whether you're thinking about your kids' schooling or planning for retirement, living in a big city holds more advantages. What public facilities does your city have? The city I live in has tons of public facilities. For example, in recent years, they've constructed a subway system with numerous routes that can take you anywhere you want. Besides, we have public libraries and museums that are bustling with kids every weekend. On top of that, there are several parks where you'll find the most people during the early mornings and after dinner. People gather there to exercise or simply hang out with friends. All in all, our city has nailed it when it comes to providing convenient public facilities that cater to everyone's needs. Are people happy living in crowded apartments? Despite the crowded space, apartment buildings have their own charm that brings happiness and satisfaction. Firstly, housing prices are skyrocketing these days, making it difficult for many to buy a house. So having a small apartment brings a sense of contentment. Secondly, packed apartment buildings are usually in the city center, making it easy for people to join social gatherings, attend cultural performances, and more. It adds excitement and flavor to their lives. So when you think about the cost and convenience, living in an apartment building can still bring a good deal of happiness. Which scenic spots will have queues of people? In our country, especially during peak tourist seasons, it's rare to find popular scenic spots without queues. Historical landmarks like the Great Wall of China and the Forbidden City have a steady flow of visitors. Popular natural landscapes also draw in crowds. Places like Juzhaigou Valley and Zhangjiajie in China attract a large number of tourists because of their breathtaking beauty. Zhangjiajie even served as inspiration for the famous movie Avatar. So, these places have their unique charm that makes it worthwhile for tourists to queue up and appreciate them. What are the advantages of living on a high floor? What are the disadvantages of living on a lower floor? Living in a high-rise apartment definitely has many advantages. Firstly, you get a wide and breathtaking view. Imagine waking up, opening the curtains, and taking in the entire cityscape. It's a stunning view that you wouldn't see from a lower floor. Secondly, being higher up means less noise from street traffic and other disturbances. On the flip side, lower floors are more susceptible to noise, which can disrupt your sleep. What's more, higher floors usually receive better natural light, allowing for a brighter living space, while lower floors may require more artificial lighting. All in all, living in a high-rise apartment tends to be more comfortable. What do you think of the phenomenon of people queuing in restaurants for more than an hour? Honestly, I think it's quite normal. Nowadays, people prioritize experiences and are willing to try popular recommendations. If they're willing to wait for over an hour in line just to eat at a specific restaurant, it means that the restaurant has a unique charm and appeal that makes customers endure the wait. It could be because of the restaurant's distinctive flavors or a one-of-a-kind dining experience. Either way, it shows that the restaurant is striving for innovation, which is crucial in the competitive food industry. 雅思过过过，淘宝店铺原创。